USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The death toll from the newly discovered coronavirus in China has risen to 41 on the day of the Lunar New Year. Health officials are struggling to contain the outbreak as millions of people travel for the Chinese New Year. CNN's medical contributor, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, says the virus is highly contagious.
This is spreading human to human, fourth generation, which is exactly what it sounds like. Someone spreads it to someone else, they spread it to several more people, and so on and so on. And that's where the spread and the concern about this becoming more widespread really comes from.
House Democrats have wrapped up their arguments in the president's impeachment trial in the Senate. Lawyers for President Trump will begin their opening statements at 10 o'clock Eastern time on Saturday. The proceedings are set to go for about 3 hours on Saturday, and the main defense of the president will start on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
Opioid victims can begin filing claims against Purdue Pharma. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
State and local governments have been leading the fight against the opioid industry, seeking payouts to help them deal with the fallout from the nation's addiction crisis. Now, average Americans are about to get their shot. A federal judge overseeing the bankruptcy case of Purdue Pharma set a June 30th deadline to file a claim against the company. That includes governments, entities such as hospitals, and for the first time, individuals who have personal injury claims. It's not clear how much money might be at stake. Purdue reached an agreement with some states and local governments that could be worth over $10 billion over time as part of its bankruptcy filing. But Judge Robert Drain emphasized during the hearing in White Plains, New York, that no final settlement is in place.
With the Super Bowl 8 days away, the Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers are both set to arrive in Miami on Sunday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Ozzy Osbourne is thanking his fans for their support after he announced his Parkinson's disease diagnosis. Osbourne revealed earlier this week he's suffering from the incurable illness, which mainly affects the body's motor system, causing shaking, stiffness, and loss of control. Regarding Parkinson's disease, Dr. Jill Ashton tells ABC's Good Morning America,
first of all, there's only about 1 million people in the United States battling Parkinson's right now, so a story like this does so much to increase awareness and bring this human element to this, but this is a progressive neurodegenerative disorder. It affects the central nervous system. It has a major effect on movement, makes for that stiff, slow motor effect. And the symptoms generally start slowly and then progressively worsen. They can wax and wane. It typically does affect people at later ages, but there can be early onset Parkinson's, and there are some genes involved with this disease. But again, we're still learning more and more about it.
And finally, it could be, or maybe not, an image of the legendary creature Bigfoot may have been captured on a Washington State Department of Transportation webcam. The department posted Sasquatch spotted. Thousands of people liked the post and played along, asking for more information or other photos of Sasquatch in a response to the post. For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.